President Trump spoke very highly of Bitcoin this year before the election.
If crypto is going to define the future, I want to be mined, minted, and made in the USA. It's going to be. It's not going to be made anywhere else. And if Bitcoin is going to the moon, as we say, it's going to the moon, I want America to be the nation that leads the way. And that's what's going to happen.
Nobody has been able to identify the source of the Bitcoin algorithm. It was originally published in a white paper on Halloween of 2008. Just as the economy was crashing, Bitcoin was put into practice by its own users, who proceeded to get insanely rich and spread the word of cryptocurrency. But the true origin of cryptocurrency can be found in the early days of Silicon Valley with the CIA, Mossad, and their pedophile blackmail operations, managing the operation from the start. In 1997, the NSA published How to Make a Mint, the Cryptography of Anonymous Electronic Cash. Ripple was formed in 2004 by a member of the INSA and a descendant of one of the most powerful banking families of Europe. 4 years later, in 2008, the banks crash and the Bitcoin white paper is introduced to the public. 4 years after that, in 2012, Ripple XRP is released to the public, and today it is being considered for its new stablecoin. Stablecoins, such as Ripple's RLUSD, are digital versions of fiat currencies. While Bitcoin may arguably be a decentralized currency, stablecoins can be programmed and tracked as easy as any CBDC can. It's the same thing, just a different name. And it appears as if this is the direction the Trump administration will be going. Who needs a central bank when you have BlackRock? Preparations for a cashless society go back for well over a century. It was once considered to be the biggest threat in America. But now, people will be happy enough to just get the men out of the girls' bathroom. Based on the team surrounding Trump 47 so far, it is clear that nobody in power is resisting the AI world being built around us. Peter Thiel, who is clearly a proxy of the CIA, has not only pioneered digital money, he is the front man for Palantir, which was funded by the CIA. Palantir is a technology that is now being used in predicting who will commit a crime. It has access to everyone's private devices and is used by both military and police.
Next, our commander wants to disrupt enemy communications. This will allow ground forces to more safely maneuver and help ensure that enemy equipment stays in position. AIP automatically identifies and pairs all of the validated enemy communication nodes with a disruption capability. Assign jammers to each of the validated high-priority communications targets. An electronic warfare specialist initiates the jamming operation. Initiate jamming operation. AIP confirms the jamming order has been initiated. With enemy communication disrupted, our ground forces are cleared to move into position and destroy the enemy equipment.
It has also been revealed recently that data harvested from the game Pokemon has been used to train artificial intelligence to achieve spatial intelligence.
You can sneak around them or you can get them really close. Getting closer makes it a bit easier to get those great or excellent throws with your Pokeball, but if you move too fast, the Pokemon are going to get scared and they're going to bolt off. If you can get close enough without spooking them, Expert Handler mode kicks in, giving you a small catch rate bonus along with some extra XP and Stardust at the end.
So that robots can better navigate in the real world. Robot security dogs, such as the ones now being used at Mar-a-Lago by the Secret Service. Robots that are capable of firing rifles. The world sits on the edge of the AI world cashless society, and there are no leaders putting on the brakes. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.